Hey, what is going on, guys? It's DK back at you with another video here to talk about two player props I like on Prize Picks for tomorrow. We got six NBA games. If this is your first time watching our content for Prize Picks, NBA DFS, as well as for other player prop sites, Underdog and Parlay Play. Parlay Play, they are the sponsor of the video. Guys, if you're not familiar with Parlay Play, they are a prop site. You're building out slips of player props. And they do offer alt lines as well. So, like right now on Tatum, they have a ton of different alt lines if you're interested in that. And they offer that for a lot of different players, different stats as well. So very cool update there. You can also win up to 155x your money on Parlay Play as well. So you guys do want to give it a try, you can use the link down below or the code DKDFS. It'll give you a $100 deposit match bonus. And if you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel. And if you're looking for more content, you can check my Patreon link in the description, whether it be for DFS or for props. So let's recap tonight. So there's another huge night in DFS. For me, I was close to the big money again, but still $1,000, cannot complain. My lineup, I had a lot of exposure to Toronto and Detroit. Quickly, Dick, Brown, Fontecchio, Durin. DeRozan was key. He had a huge game at only 5% ownership, and then rounded out with a couple of Grizzlies. But look at this, man. My prize picks tonight, so tilting. It was this close to another one, another 25x. Blowout in the Nets game, and then Rozier just did nothing in the fourth quarter. So just a couple points shy there from Claxton, Rozier away from another 25x. And then in the most recent video, we got hooked, guys. Zubac hit his points. Chet missed, and he missed by, 1.5 or 0.5? I forget what it was. But he had a layup or easy bucket that went like in and out. I saw a video of it, and I was just like, oh, I didn't want to see it. I wish I didn't see it. I was like, why did I have to see that? So let's recap everything, and let's talk about these plays. Pick number one I'm really confused me, Devin Booker at 33.5 PRA. We're going to take more than 33.5 PRA for Devin Booker. So what I wanted to see was if there was a limit on Booker in his first game back, and there was not. First game back, he played 38 minutes. Also, Phoenix ran a very, very tight rotation. This is a big game against Boston. And the over-under is at 229. So decent over-under here. This game should stay competitive, only 5.5-point spread. You take a look at Booker's season average. On the season, he's averaging, 27.5, 4.5, and about 7 assists. So if you do the math on that, 28 plus 7, 38 or something PRA averaging on the season? I know, some of those games were without Durant, without Beal. But still, I'm expecting normal minutes from Booker. And the way that Phoenix runs his offense, I mean, it's just the usage is being dominated right now with KD, Booker, and Beal. If you take a look at DraftKings Sportsbook and look at Devin Booker, PRA, the juice is on the over, minus 125. So that's going to be pick number one. It's going to be Devin Booker, more than 33.5 PRA. Pick number two, if you look, gives me a rebounds prop. I'm going to Jabari Smith. He is currently at. Did have him up at? Did they just take him down? Looks like I think they just took down his rebounds. They had it up at 10.5, but they just took that down. Okay, well, let me look at his other props. So we got 28.5 PRA. Oh no, they do have 10.5 rebounds. I'm just going crazy. Okay, the demons and goblins just. There needs to be a way to filter those out. But, okay, we're going to take Jabari Smith more than 10.5 rebounds to pick number two. I know the last five bros will definitely not like this, but you got to take a look in the data, right? Last game, they started Jabari Smith at the five. Again, Şengün is out for the year. Plus, if you take a look at the opposite for Washington, they're a small ball team. They've been starting Kuzma at the five last two games. Rashawn Holmes is questionable, but I think even if Holmes plays, he'll probably come off the bench. Want to look at the rebound chances, too, for Jabari Smith. He had 14 rebound chances in 33 minutes. And to be honest, the 33 minutes was a little bit disappointing. We've seen games when the Rockets are relatively shorthanded where Jabari Smith pushes like 40 minutes. So I think he could play a lot more in this game as well. Again, he's going to have a lot of rebound opportunities going up against the Wizards, who are also a small ball team. So I think we probably get at least 35 minutes here from Jabari Smith. Again, he's going to play basically all those minutes at the five. Now, Jock Landale did play a decent amount last game, but I don't think it's necessary here against the Wizards, right? The Spurs are a bit of a bigger team where they actually need to Lando. I don't really think they need him out here against, small ball Wizards team. So Jabari Smith, we're going to take in more than 10.5 rebounds, pick number 2. If you take a look at DraftKings Sportsbook and go over to rebounds, go over to Jabari Smith, you can see that. Currently, juice is on the over -125. So those are my 2 picks for tomorrow, guys. We got Booker over 33.5 PRA, pairing that with Jabari Smith over 10.5 rebounds. Also, gave away a free pick tonight, Bogdan Bogdanović over 3.5 assists. DraftKings put $200 on that, so that was a very easy cash. Hit that in the early and second quarter. I did tweet out my player prop thread, too, if you guys want to go ahead and make picks yourself. Go ahead and check this out. This takes a lot of time every single night, like usually an hour, hour and a half. I go in, do a deep dive, do all the data, and give you basically everything you need to know. So go ahead and check that out for free over on my Twitter. And so that's going to do it for the video, guys. Thanks again for watching. If you enjoy, again, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see you all in the next video.